Kingdom Praise Radio and the It's That Simple podcast proudly present to you an interview with gospel recording artist Julius Adams. Boy, do we have a treat for you tonight. I am so excited for this interview. This is Adam Dove from the It's That Simple podcast, and I'm representing my brother Ken Ralph Francois, the president of Ministering Through Music, Inc., and the founder of Kingdom Praise Radio. He can't join with us tonight. He's with us in spirit and excited for this interview. He said he couldn't make it, but he wanted us to continue because he wants the people to hear about the man of the hour, Mr. Julius Adams. So, a little bit about Julius before we get started. He's been doing music from a young age, playing many instruments. We're going to learn about them in a moment. And he's currently promoting his new single called Healer, which is a beautiful song about God being able to heal you from anything. I'm not going to take too much thunder from him. I want to just jump in and start talking to Julius. So, good evening. And we're recording this at night, everybody. Good day, good afternoon, wherever you are. But how are you doing, my brother? How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, Adam. It's been a great day so far. Great day getting out here. So, I'm really excited about doing an interview today, coming out, and just being able to talk to you today and be able to bless people with a great interview. So, you know, it's a great day. You know, it's a great time today.
Yeah, it's great. I've been communicating back and forth, trying to get this interview for a while and put a little bit of tag. But it's been cool because I've been able to listen to your song for like almost 2 months, I think, since we connected. So it's been looping around my house. My son's listening to it in the car. When he listens to Kingdom Praise Radio, he's like, this is the music of angels. That's what he calls it. It's I love it. I was like, yeah, I'm getting appreciation of some good gospel music.
He's a genius. I like that. Yeah, he's great.
He's a drummer, so he might... Man, I'm going to jump ahead. What instrument... You said in your bio you play instruments. What instruments do you play?
Oh, man, when I first started, man, I was a drummer. And I got probably mid-level. I was trying to get to the higher level of drumming, but, you know, I couldn't switch over. I switched over from there to piano. So the two instruments that I play really well is piano. I play a little bass, but I'm not that good. But, you know, I try. But with the drums and the piano, I was more accomplished. But the piano more accomplished, just something that I just had to, that came to me naturally. So the piano was just something that was just within me. It was just there. I could play it. And God bless me with the gift to do so.
Oh, I'm so jealous. That's amazing.
I'm jealous of guitar players. To me, it's the greatest instrument. Man, you can't. If you're a guitar player, that's everything.
I think we always want what we the one thing we're not at.
man, I always wanted that. Yeah.
Just... My talent just is I like to talk. That's my musical instrument.
Right.
Like a mean air guitar, but. As you all can hear, we were talking for probably like a half hour before the interview, and then I realized we should record this because we're having a good time. Get some good laughs with us. I love good, chill interviews, and I'm excited for where we're going to go. So let's talk about you, about your beginnings. What's your faith story background? Where'd you come from? Tell us the story. Tell us your life story here.
My life story, born and raised in Peoria, Illinois. Nice little small town, not too small, probably about 125,000 people. But growing up here, you know, I was always a kid growing up in the Word of God. My parents were ministers, so I grew up here doing that. Also, just, you know, fun-loving kid that just loved music. Watched a lot of musicals, was a big sport fan as well. But growing up here, my beginning, my faith journey was with my mother and my father. Dad was a great contemporary musician. Learned a lot from him. That's why I kind of got the passion to play. My mom as well, being a great songwriter with her as well. So got my passion and my faith from them, and it led me, you know, to the things of God so that I could become a great man of God and learn things, you know, the right way through this world. So, you know, that's my faith. My background would be here in Illinois and Chicago as well, because, you know, grew up strong there. Around a ton of great musicians, a ton of great men. Just great people. So just being around a lot of loving and faithful people who, you know, had my back and pushing me to become a good man of God. It's been a great journey so far.
Oh, that's amazing. Like, I love we can see how much anybody's listening, just know the power of parents, the power of that supporting background.
Yeah, man, it's important.
It leads pretty much any ministry I'm trying to find in the church, just getting adults to feed into kids, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
That's our ministry as parents.
That's to me, that's the backbone of getting to be in there, is that you're getting that guidance from someone who has the word in them that can to teach you. I mean, of course, you're going to go on your own pathway and learn, but it's good to have that foundation when you start, without question. So that's a beautiful thing that you have that in your ministry. It's amazing, for real.
So what are your, we know music, but what other faith passions do you have? What else does God lead you into, or what have you done throughout your faith journey, like in the church, or that you enjoy doing on the side besides your astounding, amazing gospel career?
Oh man, I do like different things. Like probably early on, like just working with like kids and stuff like that, helping them, you know, stuff like that, guiding, giving a lot of, you know, mentorship to people, you know, talking to people, helping people get to understand God. Because I think, you know, in today's age, I know a lot of people don't read the Bible. They're not really like learning the word enough to establish their relationship with God. It's not so much I believe in that music is our way at church. I always believe in the word first. I think it's God first, the ministry first. Music is always second nature. I mean, maybe third or fourth or tenth. So as my journey, you know, being a man of God, stepping outside, I would always like go to mentor, you know, some kids. I was always teaching the word at school to my friends.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, I was always that. So I was always a help. And I always try to, how do you say this? I would try to mix people's secular life into understanding where the Bible connects. Yeah. And that, because, you know, a lot of times people don't, they think God is just amazing grace and it's just one thing. And I feel like sometimes church gives off that view, and I try to give them more, like God is so much more than that part of it. So it's my journey has just been trying to lead people to God through, back through the word, back through, so they can know the word for themselves, and to guide them to that light, better to that. Yeah.
That's powerful. I mean, it's meeting people where they are.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
a lot of what we miss. I think we're starting to get back to, I think, some in the church, but people don't speak churchese in America.
Yeah.
Like, back when we were growing up, you know, we would know a lot of Bible stories. That was just common knowledge. I ran into someone at Christmas a couple years ago who I was talking about the three wise men, had no clue, and I take it for granted.
Right.
Like, whoa, wait, what, huh?
Right.
It's just, so now we got to build backwards. Where do we start? You know, we start with Jesus.
Yeah. I think that sometimes it's like I tell people this, the Bible, I know people don't want to hear this, but I mean, they probably want to hear it. They don't know. The Bible is the most important book in the world. I think that, I was just telling my dad this morning, because we was having this talk about God, just, you know, because every morning, and I always talk to my dad in the morning about God. We always sit down and have, you know, our daily bread. But we were talking about this today. I was like, you know, people learn English, they learn math, they learn history, they learn all the stuff, they read books, you know, novels and stuff like that. And I was like, when you guys are listening, people listen to those books, there's no music playing, there's no worship, you know, there's nothing, all that stuff. Normally what it is that it's just learning. Bible's the only book I know that people worship too much around with music. And what we have to sit down and do now is learn it, and so we can apply it to our lives. And then you can see that the Bible is a living word of God, and that it connects to every part of your life. And that's amazing when you really sit down to learn it. But sometimes I know when people don't read it enough, they get kind of bored with it because they don't understand it, you know. But you have to get in there and read so that it can, you know, it can evolve around your life and lead you to where you need to be, so that you don't lean into your own understanding, that you can lean in, so God can guide you, you know, where you need to be.
I love that, your own understanding. I think so much we're trying to make the Bible ours, you know, we pick it up like this.
Right.
It doesn't seem to work doing it. And I think a part of the thing is we got to also teach people how to read the Bible.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh, good luck.
yeah. I think that and it's so important. I think this is but you know what? I feel like we're in a time right now, Adam, where people want to be more, they see the world changing. They're going to have to read that Bible to learn what they need to learn to get into it, you know, and they're going to need God more. And I know people are feeling that way now more than ever, the way the world is going. And not that it's going bad or going good. I just feel like people are stuck in the in-between. They don't know what they want to do. And I'm having a lot of conversations with people spiritually, having a lot of conversations with people right now. They're stuck. But I said, you're stuck because you're leaning into your own understanding. And I tell you, the hardest part about us, we, as all Americans and all people here, you know, humanity, we love advancement. when simplicity is that, like, you got that, it's that simple podcast. And the simplicity of the scriptures are the most important. They help you the most. And sometimes you don't need all this advanced stuff. Sometimes you don't need the book of Revelations just yet. We need to, you know, like, right, we'll, right, let's kind of stay away from that. Let's kind of start at the beginning and kind of apply these stories to our lives. And I feel like, you know, the simplicity of what God has given us is our daily walk. And that's hard for people because, you know, one thing about it, when you're working out, it's not the lift big weight doesn't come from being a big lifter. It comes from your ligaments. So the small things, the little things help you do big things. So you build those little things up. It opens up those, you know, the pathways you need to go. And you have to just trust that. And that's hard for all of us because we want everything right now. We're pushing, pushing, pushing. You know, we want so many things to put us where we want to be. But we need to slow down, be patient, listen to what God has to say. And that Bible will lead you there. So, yeah, you're right. We need to teach that Bible again and get people back in the Word the right way.
There we go. That's the interview. Yeah, that's just powerful wisdom right there. I'm lost all of my questions. I love how that, and we talked before. We don't know where this is going to go, but it's,
right. No, man, this is awesome. I told you.
Why you do it?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's the great thing is our society has ways to reach the Bible that, you know, 20 years ago we didn't have. People were like, "Oh, I don't like to read." Well, listen to an audio Bible.
Yeah, you know, for sure. And because, you know, listen, that's just as long as you're learning that God is simple. And I think that that's the best part. It's funny that you have that on the podcast because that's, I always tell people, the simplicity of the scriptures are the hardest things to live. Get past that first before you go to the next level, because you're going to, the experience of life will, and with the Bible there, it will, you know, it can, that can lead you to get better, and you need that. So it's like, I think people are just missing out, and that's the main thing I'm saying. Like, you're missing out not reading the Bible because it's not a boring book. It's a book that will enlighten you and guide your life, enlighten you to do better. You wouldn't believe what it could do for you when you really sit down. But I feel like sometimes we're so motivated by friends and we're so motivated by so much stuff. And I think, here's the thing, and I know this is funny, I know that right now society is TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I know we have everything at the tip of our fingers. We want some food, Grubhub, bam. We want some food, you know, we do DoorDash, bam. You know, we can, at a touch of a finger, we can get what we want. I finally feel like we're at that time now where we have everything and we're so, you know, we're doing all the stuff that now we do need this. So it's a good time. I think sometimes when everything gets pressed out, everything has a purpose. So the internet is a great purpose. I think it presses people to get everything they want so they can find out what they actually need. Now it's kind of like, okay, you have everything. Because now you can be rich if you're poor. You can be poor if you're rich because you have everything you need. It's not, no one feels left out. I feel like America has proven that. But now it's like, this next part, now we hear people complaining, okay, I want this, I want that. Now this is the best time for the Word and for that devotion amongst us, and sit down where we can really learn about the Bible so we can really put our lives where we really want it to be. So yeah, that's what I feel.
Yeah, truth right there. Yeah, it's the simplest word, as long as we get out of our way almost. That's right. I'm like, I'm in my way, I got it ready. It's like, boom. Oh man,
right, yeah. right.
100%. And it'll speak to us too. Like it's the Word of God. So we're sitting there, we might not even know. Hey, today we're going to read this Devo. Whoa, God, you knew that I need to hear that.
Exactly. Yeah.
We could both be reading the same Devo, and God will speak to us differently in the same Word.
Because the Bible's a living Word, and people need to realize that God is prophesying even through that Word. He's talking to your life. When you least expect it, and you have to realize it's something different for all of us, and it's helpful, man. So, you know, I'm really encouraging people in 2024 and from here out to really dedicate their time into the Word and prayer.
100%.
Yeah.
So we got the Word. You're singing to inspire people to get it. Your music is about the Word. It's based upon the Word. So where did God start you? How long have you been singing and performing? How did you get started? What got you into to lead you up to Healer, which we'll talk about in a moment?
I will tell you, like, I don't know, because I would say, like, when I first started doing I wasn't really passionate about music. I just liked to play it. It was my mom that kind of brought me forth. It was like, hey, you know, you can play and sing and stuff like that. But, you know, my parents weren't really pushing me to be a star in music or anything like that. They was really looking for me to be a help to people. It was never a thing about that. And I could be honest with you completely about that. So when I got started doing music and making songs and stuff like that, it was really about just the joy of it. And being able to connect with people and stuff like that. And by the time I really started playing inside of it, I started finding a purpose. I started seeing when I went out to sing with people that it would affect them. And so I was like, oh, okay, I had the right lyrics, the right words and stuff like that. And so it really encouraged me to keep doing so. And I would go in front of a lot of young people early on. So I want to say probably I started singing when I was probably about 18. My musical gift was there, but I wasn't really singing yet. I was too scared. Adam, I was scared to sing. I didn't really want to sing. And then on top of that, I really didn't want to be a piano player because I was a power lifter. I lifted weights. I wanted to play football for Penn State. You know, I was like, I already had my dreams as far as being a football player. My mom was the one that was like, football is not, you know, it's not the road because this is, you know, they have friends that play football and they would come over and show me their injuries and I'd be like, I still want to play. That doesn't scare me. I was like, that's not my thing. I still wanted to be a part of a team. I still want to do this stuff. But there's some convincing of who God was. I did see success in playing music. And I did see success in doing different things. And then it gave me a journey to see, help people. But genuinely, I wanted to help people. And what I mean by help people is that I wanted to talk to their mind and talk to them. And you wouldn't believe how many people I would sing to and they would be affected. Like you said, like they would be going through something. I would sing a song because I have many songs I wrote. And sometimes I would sing a song and it would be great for that person. Like I wrote a song called I Have Faith. People needed that song because the lyrics in the song were so great, you know, to them. And they needed that at the time where I had a song called You Gotta Have Faith. And I would just write all these different songs, all these psalms, kind of like as David, like writing so many songs, you know, right, constantly. And I would just try to go to places and sing something different to give people interpretation of maybe what I read, because me and my mom used to read the Bible every year. We used to do this little calendar thing. It took you about 6 months to read the Bible. You remember that, Adam? Have you ever had that before?
Yeah, I've never done that.
Oh, so like if you back in the day, back in the day, right? They used to give you calendars. They give you a Bible calendar. I don't know if you people remember.
I've seen the year long one, but not the half year one. I was like, wow.
Yeah, right. So it's like you got to read like twice a day, kind of like. So I would read. We did a year when we, so I would go through the Bible every year with her. So that'd be a way to go through it. You probably start in Matthew, then you start in Genesis, you start in Romans, and then you go to Deuteronomy. You know what I'm saying? But it was like kind of connecting the stories, also the revelations, also, you know, the prophecies and, you know, different things. So it was a great way to read the Bible. And I did that for years. And that's kind of correlated that through experience. Like just taking that and just affecting people's life with that. So that was my main thing. So I think it was something great to do and something I love. So it was, that's how I kind of got started to doing music and singing. So that's what I would say to that.
Wow. How long have you been recording music then?
Like, man, I've been recording music for a long time because I love recording music. So let me tell you this part. I got really good at recording professionally because I started recording a lot, like at home. But I had great musicians with me. They weren't the greatest musicians, but we were really sound and learning sound at the time. So basically recording all the time helps you get better. And I would encourage anybody, just on a side note, if you're young, if you're like, I don't care if you're 10, 7, 8, 9, you know, 15, 16, start recording on GarageBand. It helps you get better at learning what recording is about. So that was why I enjoy recording, because I felt like it was important to get the best sound you could get. And then on top of that, I started learning musicians and getting around different things like that. So I've been recording since like, I don't know, like 2000. So, but it took me a while. And I've been in a lot of places too. Like I've been around a lot of big people. I've been around a lot of small people. I've been, you know, I've had chances to have opportunities and stuff like that that got smashed in my face because I didn't go with the system of what people may have felt I should have done. Or it wasn't my time or, you know, whatever. But through that, it's been great experiences. It's been great times. And I learned a lot about recording. So I've been recording probably professionally for like 10 years. I'll say 10 years, where I understood how to record. Because that's another thing too. You can record music, but then there's levels to it. And when you start getting to deeper levels, you can see where it can change your sound in your music. And so that's what I kind of got really good at. So being a big Earth, Wind & Fire fan.
So right? Next question.
Yeah, big Earth, Wind & Fire Chicago fan. I love horns. I love horns. I love jazz. I do love jazz. I do love rock and roll. I love groups. I love rock and roll. I love a lot of stuff. So I listen. My playlist is endless. I listen to everything. But growing up and listening to so many great records, I wanted to learn how to just record, because I was just interested, you know, into becoming a great artist and also learning how to make great music with great sound. So I've been doing that for about like 10 years. I'll say 10.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is. I'm telling you, I just love creating. That's the main thing. I love creating. And it's a great thing to do, for real.
You mentioned you've met people through your music. You want to name drop us some people that you've gotten I asked one guy, I was like, hey, anything cool happen? He thought I wanted dirt. I'm like, no, it's a church show. I'm just curious.
What's
been kind of cool?
The coolest thing I done was when I was in Nashville. I met Otto Price, who was the bass player for Toby Mac, so DC Talk and stuff like that. So I met like DC Talk's group. I got a chance to record in Katy Perry's studio. Not Katy Perry, but Kelly Clarkson's studio at the time. Met like a couple of people. Like I seen, it's a country star, Jimmy Allen. Got a chance to meet these people. And then just like all in that, just being around the country, seeing a lot of country superstars and stuff like that. But it was just fun. Like I got a chance to go there and have a great experience in Nashville. Did that was one of my best experiences, because it's my first time recording professionally. So it's 2024, so this is like 2011, and Nashville was still coming on. I don't even think it was really built up. It was, people were coming there staying, trying to get a deal. Now it's like crazy. I wouldn't go. It's like Denver now. It's like everybody, you know, they're going there. But when I was going there, they were kind of coming in. Got a chance to work with him. He was a big time producer. He wrote My Life Be Like, you know, that he did that song. And then Jesus Freak, you know, with Toby Mac and all that stuff, like back then.
Song of all time.
Yeah. So got a chance to be around him. Great producer, great dude. So it was a good time. So we got a chance to knock that out. And then I came back home, and that's when I was ready to start recording my own stuff. Through then, I have, you know, I met Bobby Jones, but he was at BET Gospel and stuff like that. I went to his show, got a chance to do stuff with him. Then I came back to Chicago, and I just, you know, been around just a lot of just top graded musicians that play, like one of the greatest bass players in the world, Sheree Reed, and then one of the best drummers in the country, Calvin Rogers. So it was just cool just to get around these people and start recording. So I started making my music better, and getting around a lot of just different people. So just, I would say a lot of musicianal bass. And I feel like right now musicians are killing the net, because more people are watching how the music is made, and you can see this guy doing his thing. And so it's kind of like, okay, this is what it is that's making this song. Even if they're making tracks, you're getting a chance to finally see that, you know, that producer, that person do his thing. So I think it's really cool with how they're doing that right now. So yeah.
That's a fun life. Like it's cool to see. Like Nashville's a weird place. Like it was the country hub for so long, and now it's like the like combo and
when
did you move in down there?
That was the first time I've been to a roundabout. And it was really weird. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because I was like, right. I was like, when I first went there, I was like, what the heck is this? And I was literally like around in circles. Yeah, so then my city started doing it, because they had kind of like affiliation with Nashville, because I guess they were bringing in like country stars here. Vince Gill and some other people were coming here, and they started having like a lot of country people come through here and stuff like that. So, you know, Nashville was building you know, starting a relationship with Peoria, Illinois. So they started building roundabouts like that. So it was funny, because when I was in Nashville, I didn't like it, and I don't like it that they're doing it here either, but it's happening, so it's nothing you can do. You just like be a roundabout now. what's going on. And you never really know how to drive it, so it makes me kind of mad. Because like, do I go now or do I yield? Or it, you know, it's weird. So
I mean, I know how to drive it. My problem is the other people don't. I'm like, I'm supposed to go. Oh no, I'm gonna get hit by this person.
Adam, man, that's just like, yeah, I hate it. Like, when people stop, they act like they're gonna hit you. Like, wait, like you're scared. You know, it's crazy, man. For real, it's crazy.
It's even better when it's a surprise. I'm like, there's some roads I know up here, and all of a sudden, I hadn't been there for years. I'm like,
yeah,
roundabouts. What do I get? I don't know where I am now. Then I go the wrong way, get back around, and.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it really, when I first went there, man, that was like something. I was like, what is this? I was so confused, you know. Now we have them. I'm like, I still don't like them. I still don't like, I don't know. It's not my thing, put it that way.
Roundabouts, that was my third question. I don't know where I'm going to go now. but the song right now that you're pushing, the newest song, the amazing song that I'm going to tell them what I told you. I said it reminds me of a group from the 90s called Mint Condition, one of my favorite jazz.
Yeah, R&B.
Tell me what y'all think when you listen to it. It's called Healer. It's an amazing song. I love it. I've had it on loop. I was looping it before here just to get it in my mind as we're going on. What you will hear, if I mix this correctly, in the background is a light instrumental of it during our interview here. That's the song. You can hear it on Kingdom Praise Radio. You can hear it anywhere you listen to music. But tell us about the song Healer. How did it come to be? What were your inspirations for the lyrics? Just boom, whatever. Tell us.
I mean, I will say, like, at one point in time, I was having the Healer. The song was really written in my own self because at the time I used to have really bad allergies. I don't know where they came from, when I was younger, I was fine, man. But when I turned like, I don't know, probably like 13, I was having a lot of issues with just, you know, ragweed or pine trees or just stuff like that, and I was taking a lot of Benadryl, you know, trying to get through the spring, because it was just really tough, and my hole was trying to close up in my throat, and I was really miserable at that time. For I had like a long period of time I was going through that. I want to say about like a 10-year period, man. It was horrible. Like, I was going through it. But what happened was, one day God gave me a revelation about using peppermint oil, and I started using this stuff, and he had led me to this. It's kind of like when YouTube was really starting to get up, and I went to this thing, and this guy was like giving a tutorial on how it could help you with your allergies and stuff like that. Began to do it, and I'm still doing it to this day, just using it. But what it did, it healed me, and I know God gave me that wisdom to do that. After that day forth, you know, I began to write this song, and it was kind of hard putting together, and so I started writing it for that. And also, I would see how I watch people go through depression. I watch people go through heartbreak. I watch people go through just a lot of different things. And I also seen God heal those people because they got on track with the right things and things happen. So a song came from the inspiration of that God heals us from so many different things. And when we just take time out to realize how amazing he really is, like we said, the simplicity of the scriptures, the simplicity of what God wants for you. Sometimes just getting away from things. Don't let evil communications corrupt your good manners. Just learning how to navigate your life. You find out a healer is a great song, not just for, you know, just your body being healed from disease or some type of ailment, but it's also something that you're going to be healed mentally, physically, spiritually, just in a lot of different areas. So I wrote this song for it to cover, you know, so many different things. And it was just a song that was on my heart. I had done this song in 2011. I just finally just recorded it. It was just one of those songs where I kind of took. I wanted to take time on recording it because I wanted to get the right players on it for one, and it was a blessing because I did. God blessed me to get the right players and to put it together and produce it well. So my inspiration is to put it out there for people to listen to it, to hear it. It's slowly growing, but it's really starting to pick up, and people are really liking it, and I really appreciate, you know, Kingdom Radio for playing it, man. This is awesome, you know, for it to be on there, because you guys are amazing and giving me a chance to be heard. So it's really awesome. But that's also a thing where I just wanted to, you know, bless people with something I feel like they can have. So I put a lot of time into it. I put a lot of money into it. And I sold into it that God would bless it and also touch people with it. So the inspiration behind it is to really help people and guide them back to God through healing in many areas.
That's That's amazing. Like, that's the song. The song's touching. I said, I've made you at least a dollar on Amazon. I've played it. I think it's 237 times I got to play it. So
thank you.
Shoot. Yeah, so I might pay you a dollar. You got a dollar from me?
Yeah, man. Thank you. Shoot. I needed that. I'll take that book. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's all jokes aside, though. It is a powerful song. If you haven't had a chance yet, wherever you listen to it, I believe it's on pretty much every musical format you can possibly find it. There's a YouTube video. I think that's how I first watched it. I watched the YouTube video a couple of times that you have on there. Awesome. if you want to see that Penn State linebacker, were you a linebacker?
No, I was a running back when I was younger, and I was really into running backs back then. And I was just, man, I'm still into running backs. I'm a car collector, a comic book collector. Want everybody to know I'm a sports collector as well. And talking about the Healy video, Andrea Nicole Management did that video amazing. I just want to say that my manager, she put that all together. She video produced it. She said everything right in that video. And I was amazed by watching it, because when she brought it to me after we went through it, I didn't know what it was going to look like. But when she got done, I was like, you are a genius. God bless me with the best manager in the world, and I appreciate her. She's the best.
I've talked to her a couple times. She's spectacular. And everybody, there should be a link to the video in the podcast linear notes. If not, email me. It's at simplepodcast@gmail.com and say, hey, remember to do that. And I'll put it in their linear notes for you. But you can look up Healer just through YouTube. It'll pop up on there. It's an awesome video. Great to see. So what are your plans moving forward?
I'm going to get some touring going pretty soon. I've been asked to do some concerts and stuff. I kind of been holding off, because the reason I was holding off on doing touring right away was because there's been a lot going on in the world right now, and so I wanted to like kind of let these simmer. But I see it's not going to simmer. Things are not going to happen.
Not so at all.
We're gonna start doing a tour right around at the end of April, and then we're gonna try to get about 20 to 30 cities in and try to get myself and to come out and do some songs. So we got people right now doing that. I will definitely keep Kingdom Radio and you guys informed when I do. But right now, yeah, we got some concerts coming up. We'll be going to Cleveland to do one, but we'll just be there to do our first like little interview there, and we'll also do a little concert there. So that'll be like on between the 18th and the 19th. We'll be doing that, and that'll be like our first little performance thing. And then she'll be getting me going and stuff like that, and just picking out the cities that we where we can be most effective and stuff like that. But yeah, the rest of the year we'll probably get about. Try to go from like April to about September and do some shows, man. So I'm excited about that. Definitely be posting on juliusadams.com. So but definitely go check that out. So you can go there. You can go to my Facebook, which is just Julius Adams music. You can go there. That'd be awesome, and check that out as well. Trying to think. I know my Instagram, just taking a sneak peek at my Instagram, because I'm trying to make sure I see my Instagram. It's because I'm slow. It's Julius V Adams. So go to there, you can check that out, and that'll be awesome. You can definitely hear all my music and just stuff we've been working on. So we'll be updating everything from those sites and letting people know what we'll be doing. So I'm really excited about what the summer is going to bring.
Oh, you got to come to the East Coast then. That's where I'm outside DC, and Ken Rail's down, and Kingdom Praise Radio is down in Louisiana.
Wait, so let me ask you a question. Are you a Washington Redskins fan?
I am a weirdo. I am a Miami Dolphins fan.
Are you really?
There were no Baltimore Ravens when I was a kid. So I grew up watching Danny Marino and the Marx Brothers and all
that.
Wow,
that's crazy. I never expected that, bro. That's crazy.
I got weird teams up here. Like, I just got mad at the...
That's a great team. The Dolphins.
Especially now.
Yeah. You guys got so much talent on that team. It's ridiculous, man. I mean, I really honestly was looking for them to go to the Super Bowl this year. Honestly, they were my Super Bowl favorites. So I'm not gonna lie, I did think for it that Tua was gonna bring you because you guys had so much, but you guys did lose some offense, and you guys did lose a real key defensive player. Yeah, you did at the end of the season. So yeah, me being a big football fan, I was watching them closely, very closely, man. So
I could go on for hours. We could diverge this totally football. I do a football podcast too, so
let me stop right now.
You can be for hours, especially talking about Tua. I'm like a Tua believer, so here we go. But anything else Julius Adams related you want to share with everybody listening on the podcast or on Kingdom Praise Radio? Any last wise words you want to share with us?
Oh man, yeah, last words. Keep holding your faith, keep holding to God. In this time and in this season, put your trust in God and put your trust in man. Be smart, do vote. Don't hesitate to vote. You need to vote. For whoever you're voting for, vote. It's important that you be a part of the process. Don't let people push, you know, trick you out of that this year. Then second thing is just that, love your family, love yourself. I would say this year, you know, focus on you, if y'all family, focus on your family, and trust God that he will put you where you need to be. I feel like this year I know everybody says it's gonna be a blessed year. I'm not saying it's gonna be that, but I'm saying find yourself where you want to find yourself with God. It's very important. Don't delay your relationship with God. Don't let religion or traditional things keep you away from God. Don't, if you left the church and you're mad at the minister, hold to the word of God. Go back to the word of God. Find those people who will. Don't hold grudges against people who may have hurt you in the ministry and stuff like that, because, you know, God loves you. You're going to find good and bad people. You're going to find all kind of things, but hold to the faith of God, because you want to endure. You know, it's the way, the race of life is not given to the swift, to the strong, but to the man and the woman who endure. So endure into life. Life is awesome, and also hold to your life. If you're old, if you're young, fight for your life. You want all the years you can get. You want all the health you can get. Take care of yourself. So believe in yourself. Take care of yourself, and know that if you don't believe in God, know this much: He believes in you.
Wise words, amazing words. I'd love to close by praying over you, praying over your ministry.
Thank you. I'll receive that, man. Please.
Let's all pray. Yes. Dear God, thank you for just this opportunity we had to connect here, for the opportunity to talk to Julius here, and for the gift that you have blessed him with. Continue to guide his voice, to guide his musical talent, to just send him where you want him, to keep his ears and heart and mind open to where his voice is needed, where his wisdom is needed to speak into people. Let everybody open their ears when they hear him, their hearts, to see that he's not just giving us music, but he's giving the gospel. He's giving his love for you to everyone he encounters. And just bless that ministry. Bless him, that he will continue to be healthy, be and continue in a strong walk with you, and bless all that he encounters, that who have the wisdom and the knowledge with, and all the conversations that he has. Thank you for this time we had together. Bless Healer, help it to go multi-platinum, and help us to have a wonderful continued relationship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I received that, bro. Thank you so much for that, Adam. This interview's been amazing, bro.
And oh, it's not over. This is my favorite part.
Oh yeah.
We have a treat for you all. Julius has asked, "Can I perform?" And I said, "Of course." So, if you're watching on the video, he just became all big and I became all little. He's going to perform for you. Is that you?
Jesus is so divine. When you walk out and show me your power and give me a miracle, you can heal and bless my soul. Send me in love, your glory, and give me peace. God, above all these things, you change my heart to show me what is real. You are my healer, the healer of all of my disease. Taking away infirmities, giving me joy with your love. Oh, you are my healer, heal up all of my disease, taking away my infirmities, giving me joy with your love. You are my healer. You are my healer. Yeah, you are my healer. You are my healer. Oh, 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 oh.
Wow, wow, wow.
Well, everybody, there you have it. Julius Adams, amazing gospel art recording artist. You can catch him on Spotify, Apple Music, and watch his video on YouTube. And, of course, Kingdom Praise Radio. Thank you for your time, Julius. It's been great having a conversation with you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you as well.
Wish you all the best success.